So, to not enthuse in the pod, what are we talking about, Amber?
Were we doing an origin story or something?
Yes, to not enthuse in the pod, the origin story.
Dun dun dun!
Dun dun da da!
Wub wub wub.
So we should introduce ourselves. As always, I am Tom Quackenbush, the fantasy author.
I am Amber Hawk. I am an artist and a farmer and whatever else I feel like being at the moment.
Manic, pixie, dream girl.
How's your ukulele, Amber?
It's over there.
That's not hyperbole.
No, she has one. She doesn't play her automaton either. And we also have...
Daniel Evans. I guess I usually call myself secular occultist.
The secular occultist. I really like that.
Yeah. It would help if I said it with more, you know, authoritativeness, because you expect... No, it's one of those titles that, like, you read it on the paper, and then I'm pretty sure that I'm the last thing you would expect to hear somebody being like, oh, yes, it is I, the secular occultist.
Pretty much you. That's what I would picture.
Yeah.
That's the guy I draw.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll take it. Cues in a pod!
Cues in a pod, the podcast where we make jokes about robots. So you know who's awesome? Bailey J.
I know that name.
Transgender porn star?
Yes, I know because I was there on 4chan when she got her start.
Really?
Because, yeah, that's the funny thing, like, about 4chan is, like, the immediate thing you get, once you get past that, all the abusive language, is, like, how much weird, or, well, I don't know if it was weird, but, like, at the time, it was, like, the one place on the internet you could be openly, like, I wonder what it's like to sleep with a dude, even if I'm not supposedly into that. Where also, like, trans people are interesting. Yeah, although, it's definitely fetishistic there. Like, that was just a huge thing. But, yeah, the quote-unquote trap cam whores were always the most popular.
Yeah, I see that.
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I heard her on a tangentially speaking... with Dr. Yeah. Chris Ryan. He wrote Sex at Dawn. And she was just funny. She was, like, on point. Yeah. She's like, I'm probably a bad transgender person because I don't care. Like, if you want to call me a boy, you feel free.
Right.
You still want to suck my dick. Like, she was just... she was adorable.
It's... Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, like, that was before that was, like... So, like, I never, you know, saw anything with her interacting outside of, like, you know, posting pictures in the threads and stuff. But that, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
We actually saw her once, but didn't know who she was. We went to go see an Ed Wood showing at the Bardavon.
And everything about that sentence makes sense.
Yes, and she was playing Vampyra. Nice. And it's like, you know, pay $3 and take a picture with her. I'm like, who are you, bitch? Why do I care about you, bitch? And
why do I want to buy these photos of you that are censored that we can't look at?
And now we know why.
Now we know why.
Because there's a penis in there. She likes. She likes her penis. She has no interest in bottom surgery.
Oh, no. And that was, like, one of the funny things. I think she's probably the definition of trap. Her pictures were what coined that term on the internet.
She's adorable.
Yeah. Which podcast was that?
Tangentially speaking.
All right, I might have to go
check
that out.
Well, what's funny is that the host spends a good, like, 10 minutes being like, well, you know, I'm not gay, but she's the first one where I'm like, I have to sort of confront that because she's really hot. And, you know, I'd like to have sex with her, but she has a penis. Well, so I don't know how I feel about that. And she's totally like, whatever.
Well, and amusingly, that was, like, one of the things that, you know, sort of solidified my understanding of that because, like, really it's definitely the penis I'm not into because I have that similar reaction of like I'm interested in everything else but that's sort of a point.
The penis is a deal breaker
to the point that it's also like that's the only reason I'm not really attracted to men in most cases is that you know I'm not into penises.
So I have seen some female to male transsexual people. There are definitely a point where I'm like you're a guy now. Like I watch a transition and I'm like hot, androgynous. You're a dude now. Sorry.
Those are always kind of interesting. Sometimes, like on Reddit, occasionally you would see like transition diaries. I think that's actually what they call them sometimes, and they're always fascinating because it is like there is a weird in between point, and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, you're a completely different person now.
Yeah. And similarly, like male to female, transgender. I mean, and maybe this is my male gaze, because it's like, it's a dude in a dress, oh, hi.
Right.
Like, you just tip it's, right.
Right, it's when the geometry, like, gets within the right parameters that it...
But I honestly, like, I did not understand how amazing hormones were, because I've definitely been like, your face is a different shape now. Right. Like, I guess you can literally get your jaw shaved, but I'm just like, you got a girl face now. Where did that come from? I mean, I'm sure it is like cosmetic surgery. It's not just
I'm sure a lot of it is hormones, though. Yeah, like, depending on fat and everything.
Right, and that's definitely one of the reasons why, like, it's so important that, you know, the younger someone is that realizes they need this, like, that they have access, because it's definitely much easier the earlier you can start on you know, the transition, because then you're not fighting however many years
and that's what Bailey J said, is that for some reason she just never got secondary sexual characteristics. So, and I guess she had a very fundamentalist grandmother raised her.
Oh wow.
And she's like, grandma, I'm transsexual. And her grandma's like, oh, thank god, that'll explain the voice. At least you're not gay.
Right. Oh, that's that has always been the weirdest thing, right? Is like, I think in a way it's easier for people to accept transsexuals than homosexuality, because you know which slot to put them in.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if I'm treating you like a dude, then I put you over here. If I'm treating you like a lady, I put you over here.
Right.
And it's not, you know, that inherent level is like, oh, I'm scared.
So if I had hormone, like testosterone when I was little, I might be taller.
Well, I also think it requires sustained, like, I think if you stop, then you would start, you
shrinking?
Know, well, not necessarily shrinking, but, you know, you would definitely lose certain traits and gain other traits, which is why it's a subplot in Orange is the New Black of, you know, Laverne Cox's character having this threat of not getting her medication.
Oh yeah, I've seen a GIF set of that. I haven't actually seen the show yet, but I have seen the GIF set where
it's actually really good.
Yeah, the doctor is like, "Oh, it's not an emergency," and so she just takes a bottle of pills. She's like, "Go call the hospital. It's an emergency now, or tell them I have an emergency."
Yeah,
which I understand. That makes sense. Bailey J said that. She knew of a lesbian the woman was lesbian and transitioned into being male. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, they got when this person was a lesbian, is like, would be on the subway and be like, that's an attractive woman. I wonder what kind of books she likes. I wonder what she does. But then started to transition and got testosterone. And he's like, I want to fuck that bitch. I just want to push her down, tear her clothes off. She's like, oh my, this is not right. Yeah, but that is what happens. Testosterone is, it warps your mind. I was telling Amber, I remember being, like, 11 or 12, and my older brother's friends were making, like, stupid dick jokes, and I'm like, ha ha ha, wait, why am I laughing? What is wrong with me? And I realized that, like, I was pubescing, basically, and the testosterone was making me laugh at dumb things.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, an upper limit to how much I think is useful.
Yeah.
Because you definitely need some, but
yeah,
it needs to be balanced with other things.
She was also saying, Bailey J, that there was a guy who for some reason had a condition where he stopped producing testosterone. And he's like, it's not just that I don't care about sex. I don't care about anything. Like, I am not interested in doing anything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess you just take a hormone replacement then. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and again, like, it's one of those things that we have... we do have therapies for it, but up until recently, I don't think there's been, you know, like, we don't know what the optimal mixes are sometimes.
That's true. It would definitely be a very individual thing.
Yeah. Like looking into, you know, one of the problems with hormonal birth control is that, you know, that whole thing of, like, they haven't necessarily done that much effort in figuring out, like, exactly what they need. So a lot of times it throws, a lot of women can't take it because it just completely screws up their system.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to, like, try 6 different ones before you find the one that doesn't mess you up as much. And
have you heard the theory that a lot of who women are attracted now is based on if they're on birth control?
Oh.
And so instead of, like, these, you know, uber macho, like, football tackles, you know, you want a guy who might actually be able to support your child as, like, caring and softer, which is great for me.
Yeah, although I haven't I don't know about that one, but I know there was just I've been listening to too much Dan Harmon, so there's like a lot of stutters and all of that. There is a theory. I can't remember the name of it because, you know, why would I do that much research? But no, it has to do with women are, well, people in general are attracted to people who have a completely different immune system structure. But
you can tell by kissing. That's one of the
But there is, like, when women are on birth control, that can have an effect and actually cause the opposite reaction. Oh, hold on. Maybe my brain is connecting two different things. No, because there was a study where they found, right, people who have a weak immune system will tend to seek out people who have kind of a similar one to try to bolster it. But otherwise, like, you generally are attracted to people who have the complete opposite. But I do think it had a component with hormonal birth control as well.
How is it different?
Well, because, like, you know, if you grew up in the Southwest, you know, around hay and prairie contaminants and all of that, your family's immune system is going to be geared towards that. So you're kind of going to be, you know, but somebody who comes from you know, did I say the Northwest? I probably did.
I meant the Southwest.
Okay. But yeah, but somebody comes from, like, you know, the complete opposite area, you know, with pine trees and squirrels and all of that, like, they're going to have a completely different, you know, set of immune structures. And it depends on what you've been exposed to.
Don't we have a different topic? Are we going to just talk about transgender issues again?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of got distracted.
Yeah, are you saying that we've been talking too much about this very important topic, Amber, and that we shouldn't be wasting time on it? Is that what you're saying? That they're not important enough to...
I'm saying that...
So, Amber's a newcomer to this whole relationship.
Oh, yes.
It's true.
T-Dog and I, go way back.
We go way back.
A newcomer in, like, 4 years. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, I found Daniel on a dating site. Actually, because all of my male friends were leaving, like, that summer, and I felt like I needed male friends. You need to have that in your life. So, I wrote to 3 guys. One guy had a shitty webcomic, and that's like his interview. He's like, "All right, William, check out my webcomic. Let me know what you think." I'm like, and I said very politely, like, "Yeah, are you just starting out?" No, he was not just starting out. Both the art and the story were terrible.
That's unfortunate.
And he did not want to hear that. He basically is like, you know, "Well, what do you know?" I'm like, enough to know what a shitty webcomic looks like.
Yeah.
Like, it had you hand-drawn that in MS Paint, it would have been better.
Right?
If you had just taken some sprites from Mega Man, it would have been better. And then had someone else write it. Basically, if it was a totally different thing, it would honestly have been better. You almost could not have thrown worse things together. It would be almost impossible. I think the other guy was definitely angling for more than a friendship. Daniel, however, he's like, "Well, you know, I'm not into the cock." And I said, "Neither am I. We have that in common." So we bonded over that.
Now, was this... Did that happen before you met Hannah? Or...
I had written to Hannah once... Like, okay. I think we corresponded, like, 2 or 3 times, and then she sort of disappeared, as people do on OkCupid.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think much of it, and then it turned out that you were her roommate and
ex. Yeah, because, like, now, this may not be what actually happened, but my memory is that I'm pretty sure the first time I actually met you was when you and Hannah were hanging out?
No.
Or was that later?
It was later.
Okay.
Because... we met at the prom at the Rug Room in New Paltz. Like, you went to this random party in New Paltz. And Melanie...
Yes. I think you invited me to that.
I did invite you to that, and then we were very late. I'm going to blame Melanie for that, but I might just be trying to blame
you. It was all right. It was one of those, like... because I wasn't... But I do think I'd met you at least once, because that was before...
I don't think so.
Yeah, because...
No, I feel like we corresponded, and then I didn't actually know what your name was.
I thought you
were Israfel Santelfon.
That's usually my fake internet name.
Or Samael. I'm not sure, But whatever, I'm like, hey, you! Right. And then Melanie, like, hung off you because you were her favorite new toy.
Yeah, apparently.
And then she kept trying to get you to dance.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it instantly that that was not going to happen.
No, I think, like, I assumed, I thought you guys knew people there, because, like, I didn't know you yet, so I just assumed, like, well, who's going to go to a party where they don't know anybody? That's weird.
Tom will. Tom, all the yes. time.
Well, because well, Tom's...
Because, well, yeah, I
you're
didn't,
a social person.
I guess so.
Is the opposite.
I feel like I'm also introverted. Like, I definitely... I've made myself more social. Because years ago, after a previous breakup, I felt very, like, alone. And then people started inviting me to things on Facebook. But sort of like, you don't actually want me to show up. You just want to have a big guest list.
I will feel bad if I don't include you on this list of people.
Yeah, but
I
like people
up.
Where it's like, we've never hung out, actually. So, you know, this guy invited me to a party. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go. So I went and I was miserable, but I'm like, look, I'm being social. And
I don't know. Like, I maybe, but it's for as long as I've known you, like, you've gone swing dancing and doing things like that that you don't know anyone there. And that, like, would have been physically painful for me.
Well, it's sort of physically painful.
It's learned extroversion.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's adapted a skill at it.
Because I probably would otherwise just sit at home and scribble in notebooks. I'd be like John Doe from Seven, except probably wouldn't kill people. But rest is totally accurate.
It's a good movie. Yeah,
it is a great movie. That.
What is in the box? I'm
not sure. Yeah. But it wants me to steam my vagina. I'm not positive here.
Yeah.
Made a little dinosaur monster. Puppet.
No, it just looks like...
So anyways, back to our story that I so rudely interrupted.
Yes, I met him there. And then, like, I remember I left. Melanie and I left, and we were sort of sitting in the car. We're like, so that was Daniel. Huh. That was weird. And then she's like, she whispered, like, look outside your window. And I'm like, what is there? And audience, you may not know this, but Daniel favors black clothing. So at first I saw nothing. And then I saw a face, and I think I gasped. And then I rolled down the window, and Daniel's like, do you want to, like, go get something to eat somewhere? So then we went to a diner, and we hung out a little bit.
Okay, yeah, because, like, almost all of my social interaction revolves around eating food somewhere.
Which I love
so, like, that's, yeah, like, if you ask me to hang out, then you better be prepared to, like, you know,
feed you,
stuff your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really good with that.
But yeah, no, and I'm pretty sure that was just the case of, like, I'm pretty sure I enjoyed the conversation, but, like, at a party, you can't have conversations generally.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure my thought process was like, oh, well, let's go someplace we can actually interact for a second.
I support that. Yeah. And definitely, had it not been for Melanie's exuberance, like she definitely pushed that because she just adored you instantly. And so she was, I don't know, she was very much like a bratty little sister. Without a doubt, without a second's hesitation, that's what she wanted to be, and so she was. She also, she took Adderall a lot, because she has ADHD, or maybe ADD, one of those.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that Adderall probably contributed to her being so extroverted, so I went with it.
That's right, because we did something else, I just couldn't remember if it was, like, later or whenever.
Yeah, no.
But, like, I remember that specifically. I don't know. There were a few other, like, I think the Cupcake Festival was a random sort of thing.
Do you think that men need male friendship? Like,
I don't necessarily. But then again, like, I've never had much of a connection to the concept of men.
Yeah.
Or women. Like, I know, generally speaking, like, if... You're pretty much my only male friend. well, no, that's not true. The duo kids.
Yeah, I was gonna say duo people.
Yeah, but it's much harder because, like, my reptile brain, generally speaking, if you're a male that's not in my friend group, you're potential enemy. Like,
I can see that.
That's just the what's going on in the meat parts. So that's like a little hurdle to get over when it's like being friendly, unless like, you know, I. Well, yeah, no, that's pretty much it. So, but you know, I definitely don't have that for women. So generally, like, I tend to have a lot more female friends than I do male friends.
I'm the same way.
Although still not many of either because, you know.
Yeah, because people suck.
Well, yeah, it took a while. Like, it actually, even when I was hanging out with you guys, like, that was, again, like I always say, like, the only reason that you know, we became friends is because you could put up with me just leaving randomly.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely cool with that. Like, yeah, you, yeah, at least I understand. I've had people where it's like, oh, we're going to hang out, and then they just never call me.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's different, like, yeah, I've had enough. My social media meter is exhausted. I'm leaving. Yeah.
Which usually, like, if, you know, that's what I almost always say, but most people just take it as like, oh, haha, that's a joke. It's not something that he actually means. And then, you know,
it's like, no, I literally want you to leave now.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and or, like, I have to go home now because, you know.
Yeah.
That is, and yeah, I think that makes sense because I've definitely been places where I'm like, there are too many people talking. Mm-hmm. I need to go outside and sit in snow or like, I'm like, phones are great for that. I love, like, I just got a real smartphone. But prior to that, I'd be like, I'm going to go, like, play with my little PDA over here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the bathroom and disappear for, like, 5 minutes. Because after 5 minutes, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, then you have to, like, commit to you know, the other biological function that you might be...
Yeah.
You know, you have to measure out the time, because, you know, peeing only takes so long, and then beyond that, it's...
I dated a woman who had an eating disorder, and definitely, like, I drank caffeinated beverages around her, and caffeine is a diuretic, so then I would go to the bathroom. And I guess for the first, like, year of our relationship, she assumed that I was... bulimic and just had not told her. I'm like, oh no, I just pee a lot.
Well, yes.
Like, I'm sorry that you thought otherwise. No, I definitely, no, infinite refills in bathrooms. I'm
right.
Sorry.
not a good connection.
No. And then Melanie, the girlfriend I had, she would go away for the summer, and so that was ample time to actually get to know you on my own without, you know, Melanie pushing us together or Melanie suggesting things, which I think works better.
It definitely, like, I imagine there had to have been an adjustment period, because I know, like I know it took a while before my brain stopped, like, having a sort of antagonistic little level to it when we were hanging out. Generally, you know, my reaction to people being like, hey, let's go do a thing is like, I don't want to, but I'll go so I can, you know, be begrudging about it and then grumping and you know, It takes a little bit of time to get over that, but also, you know, because we did have the buffer with, you know, you and Melanie, like, that gave you kind of a hook in where it's like, well, I already know you in this context.
Right. And there was also sort of that Melanie and Hannah had, like, a thing.
That's important to mention. Yeah, so I basically, like, lived with my ex for 2 years, was it? And that was during the same time when you were dating Melanie, and... like, so yeah, there was a lot of weird crossover there. Like, we ended up hanging out a fair amount like that.
Yeah.
You know. Yes. Which, again, interesting times.
Yeah. And I don't want to put people out there, but I sort of felt like Melanie and Hannah were either going to, like, sleep together
That was always the joke in the conversation afterwards.
Yeah, it was like, ha ha ha, wouldn't it be funny if, and I'm like,
right,
hey, if you want to just go for it, go. Yeah.
So will they, won't they plot line?
Yeah.
Although I don't really think that Hannah ever would have gone for that. Hannah, if you're listening, sorry, I'm ratting you out, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know.
There was one, like, Halloween we were hanging out.
Oh, was that with the one with Jinx?
No, that
was later. That was okay.
Yeah.
That was when I was seeing my Canadian girlfriend.
Right. But you know, so you weren't there, I don't think. It was Melanie, Hannah, and me, and like at one point it was very much like a juvenile, like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if sort of thing. And so it was like, hey, Hannah, who do you think kisses better? And then Hannah kissed Melanie's like, Melanie kisses better. I'm like, my heart was not in you kissing me, so good.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And then Melanie, like, they're sort of like, hey, Hannah, do you want to come and spend the night at Tom's? And I'm like, is this happening? Like, I don't know. And then Melanie's like, no, let's just go home. I'm going to go home now. And later, yeah. Melanie's like, because I knew that if we brought Hannah home, I was going to have sex with him. And I didn't think I wanted to have sex with Hannah.
I'm well, like, yeah.
I think Hannah might have had some say in that.
Right. But
I also feel like I should have had some say in that, but...
Yeah. Well, no, you're a dude. You're supposed to be up for sex right. at all times, regardless of circumstance.
Yeah.
No, that... I don't know. I think people in general always kind of have a little bit of that sort of like everybody kind of it's really fun to flirt with the idea, but once you get to the precipice, then you have to kind of like, you know, your brain reminds you of all the other issues that would be involved in that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to,
that would have been.
To cross over.
I'm going to say that would have been disastrous, but given, you know, how Melanie eventually left me,
yeah.
that might have sped that process. And I don't say yeah. that in a mean way. Like,
I think
one of the best things possible could have been that Melanie, you know, dumped me sooner.
Yeah.
I think Melanie would agree with that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If she does or doesn't, leave it in the comments, Melanie.
Yeah.
can we leave comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
We have discussed.
Leave so. Comments.
I don't think Melanie listens to this.
Melanie, if you don't listen to this, why aren't you listening to this?
Is that, are you throwing down the gauntlet?
I don't.
Sad puppy gauntlet?
Yeah.
Please note that we're actually torturing a puppy to get those sounds.
Because our Foley artist sucks, so right. we actually have to resort to killing puppies.
It's cheaper, actually, in the end, it turns out.
Yeah. Guys, no, a little Foley trick. You don't actually torture a puppy, you torture two kittens. That's just a little professional tip from me to you.
Yeah, and then, the conversely, that doesn't work, like, you know, the opposite direction. But
no!
You can still just torture the kittens.
Yeah,
kitten noises.
It is true.
So they're actually very efficient
yeah.
in that sense.
What's weird, if you want to make giraffe sounds, you put a turtle in a vise.
A turtle?
Yeah. You wouldn't think.
Is this a true thing or is it fake stuff?
This is completely fake.
Okay.
Yeah, please do not torture any animals for any sounds.
No, it's it's definitely not cheaper than hiring a Foley artist.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Well, you can find a turtle on the side of the road.
Well, you can, but I'm talking about the cost to your
soul.
by which I just
the
mean.
The therapy you need because you right. killed kittens
and
a turtle. Yeah.
In a vice.
In a vice.
With a device.
So.
With yeah.
a device.
Yeah.
So.
So?
But yeah, so
how many years ago was that then?
I'm going to say at least 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, it was always very sporadic because I'm a hermit and, you know, then there
yeah.
was, like, a lot of drama occurred and,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, so then, you know, cut to sporadic hangings out. The time that actually sticks out in my head as more of like a actually kind of getting to know you as yourself mm-hmm. more than you as like you with people was, God, I don't know if you remember, there's a Panera Bread across from the mall.
Yes.
And I think you just called me to meet you there one time. It might have, I don't remember if it was like around the time that you broke up with Melanie or maybe a little bit before, yeah, yeah. But that was like one of the weird moments where like we did end up kind of just hanging out without that element to it. Because before it was always kind of more like, oh, we're going to hang out and do a thing.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, that's the nature of it rather than...
Let's just hang out and like talk.
Yes.
I do remember, I think post-breakup or maybe when... Mm-hmm. My breakup with Melanie lasted like... 7 or 8 months, where it's like it was like
yeah,
a will they or won't they?
Oh, actually, no. Aww. Yeah, that's right. Because you, there was definitely a lot of pre-shocks before the actual thing
yeah.
hit. And
during one of those, I guess you had sent a letter to Melanie, where basically like, listen, either leave him or don't. But you're mm-hmm. actually hurting him, so you make your decision and you stick to it. And I'm like,
yeah.
oh, he cares.
Well,
that's really nice.
That was also after having gone through that myself. Again,
yeah.
you know, the split with Hannah was not clean, and you know, I developed a lot of scar tissue as a result of that. So I just happened to have experience
yeah.
I could draw on to be like yeah, no, don't yeah,
don't.
Yeah. For and that was like for both of you as
yeah.
And that's, you know, because that's not the sort of thing, if you go through it, that you want to have see somebody else have to go through. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I should say, like, as a defense
yeah.
of Melanie, she's a lesbian, and I'm definitely still male. So that was really the crux of the issue, is I love this person, but I definitely want to have sex with women and not him.
Yeah, yeah. And
so, and that's completely understandable. Hard. Like, yeah. She was in college, she was figuring herself out. Like, I do not begrudge her. I think we're very good friends now. I spoke to her the other day because I'm writing a book where I have a composite character partially based
that's
on her.
Right. He has his one lesbian friend, so he cannot be a
yeah.
lesbianist, I guess.
Like, I don't know. No, but anyway, totally. Like, she's good people.
Yeah.
I guess is what I want to get at. And I think that breakups like that are actually kind of good, because I know that I annoyed a lot of people who I don't really talk to anymore in that breakup. It was sort of like, we gave you some support, but you didn't take our advice, so you can go to hell now.
Aww.
I definitely have gotten that feeling from some people, and I'm a very guilty sort of person, so I'm like, our friendship is dead forever. Like, there are just a couple people where I'm like, ah, so that's why we're not friends now. That's okay. Whereas you were supportive.
Yeah,
I think you're supportive of, like, all around. Like, you did the right sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's, like, I kind of like to joke that I'm a foul weather friend. Like, I think I'm definitely much better in crisis situations than I am.
Yeah.
So it's not that I want, you know, it's not that I want there to be distress.
But it's easier. Like,
but
there's a
in
topic.
A way, yes, I know. It's a problem to solve, and I kind of, you know,
yeah.
I have...
It's
I have relevant skill sets. So.
Well, sort of attaching to foul weather friends. When I was in like my undergrad, I had a friend who killed himself, and he would call my ass all the time and try to like talk about like boring, like unimportant, like, oh, this person kissed this person at a party, and I'm like, I don't care. But then after he killed himself, I'm like, well, I wish he had called me. Like, whenever
right,
he called
right.
me with a genuine problem, I could be sympathetic. I could deal with that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you call me with, like, this social bullshit, I don't know what to say or do, and I want you to go away.
Right.
Well, and he killed himself, and I'm like, well, why didn't he come and lean on me? I mean, I had not been remotely supportive of him in his little social bullshit, so why?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but foul weather friend is what I call myself. It's like, that would have been easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also in the sense that, like, a lot of times I don't, you know... It often won't occur to me to just, like, hang out with somebody, which is the other reason that our friendship sort of works, is because you will actually, you know, be like, hey, come do this thing,
yeah.
which would never occur to me to do.
Yeah, it wouldn't really occur to me either.
But I also sort of do, like, you know, oh, but if you can't, that's, I mean, unless you flake out on me. We have flaky friends
right.
where it's like, oh, I'm totally going to come to a thing. I'm totally going to come to your wedding. slip my mind. I'm going to explain why I didn't.
And then
yeah.
they make us cry.
And then, well, I don't know if they make us cry, but we at least have stories where we're like, oh, that person.
Yes, that person never shows up at anything.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that
is
person
the other
goes
thing.
So far as to be like, I'm going to make food for these occasions
wow.
that I'm not going to show up at. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, pro tip, you have to actually show up sometimes. Like it's like a point system. You have to put some in before you can cash some out, and you know.
I'm definitely all about that.
Keep
like,
a balance.
For a while, I was very, I don't know, like, logical about my friendships in a bad way. Like, oh my god, there's all these friends I have. This specifically happened. We were at a restaurant in the mall. And it was a bunch of people whom I sort of knew, but in different contexts. Like, Meryl was there. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
oh, you're from the internet, too. You're from OkCupid. And I'm like, all right, how do we arrange the seats for optimal, like, conversation? And I just sort of figure out, like, who sits where and how. And then I was just sort of like, wait, is this the right way to do it? And so, like, people were talking, and I just could not figure out, like, is this the optimal way that we should be sitting?
Aww.
So it's almost like an OCD sort of a thing. It's like,
right. Well,
no.
it's
yeah.
the Sims.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is why I'm like, well, this checkbox is being unchecked. My male friends are going away. I need
yeah.
one male friend. Good. So
well,
I don't do
I,
that as much.
Right.
Yeah.
And luckily I'm close enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which I think is ideal.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I always get stressed when, like, multiple groups of friends, like, it's like, oh no, how are they going to interact? Yeah, like, no, when no, I first introduced, like, Christina and started hanging out with her with you guys, like, I didn't know exactly how that was going
to
go. Well,
since you were trying to set us up, it worked out okay.
Though. I just like hanging out with Christina.
This is true. I will say, Christina, I don't know if you listen to these, but I'm going to make a confession to you right here. When I first met Christina, I didn't dislike her. I just had nothing to attach to. I didn't really understand her. She, you know, she was just quiet, sort of quiet and silly. Yeah. And so I had no real idea that she was anything more than quiet and silly, like a background character. And then we became friends on Facebook, and there were some, you know, silly posts. And then she posted, like, this whole, like, economic treaties, and I'm like, wait a minute, you have hidden depths?
Right.
All right, Christina, I've sold you short. You were an interesting person, and then I wanted to get to know her better, and I think I have. Like, she's one of my favorite people now. But at first, I was sort of like, all right, I guess I see why you're one of Amber's friends from high school. But yeah,
speaking of,
she's also, like, one of the few friends I've kept since high school. Like, possibly the only friend I've kept since high school.
She's sometimes a guest on the show. Go listen to past episodes. But, so, kind of on that, amusingly, like, yeah, so Amber, when you know, I distinctly remember you asking me what I thought of her after our first meeting, and I remember that I could not really tell you because she was so quiet that I had nothing to, like there was nothing I could say. I was like, well, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But, yes. You know, but no. So, yeah, like, nothing at all like current Amber, because, you know, current Amber's broken through her shell and then is now using
sort of pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Yay, pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Although, not as, I don't know. Right. In some cases, I have. I had a panic attack recently.
Well, it happens. Like, you don't get away from your brain chemistry entirely. Yeah. But yeah, like, that was another one of those moments of, like, there. I know there's something there. It's just I haven't been exposed to it. So,
which, I guess that could segue into the origin of Amber.
Yeah.
Because, well, we'll get to the specific origin, but I know when I first started dating you, like, I really, really liked you, and I had nothing to base that on, if you understand. Like, yes, you were very pretty, but you also barely spoke, and you were incredibly shy, and I wondered if you were just very dumb. Honestly, like, I liked you, and I sort of trusted my instinct to like you, because on our first date, this is some Disney bullshit here, but, like, I took her to a swing dance thing. There was a swing dance thing where she met me as friends, that's in air quotes, people, and I brought, like, she came in, and I brought her, like, on the dance floor, and then I sort of, like, took her hand in mine, and I'm like, oh my god, I want her, and, like, that had not ever happened before, so it was sort of like the first time I touched her, I'm like, oh wow. Because you also, like, I am a grammar prig. Mm-hmm. And when I first started talking to you on Facebook, you did not have grammar.
Which is weird, because apparently I have better grammar now, but I feel like I was more careful about it at first, which might have been the problem.
That might have been. But you still, like, you did text speak. Christina does text speak.
I didn't do text speak.
You did a little bit. I think you did. I can check the log.
I don't know. But maybe.
I definitely could not fully understand at first why I liked you so much. and occasionally, like, you would sort of crawl out of yourself and, like, you'd have a really good conversation with me. And then it was like, I looked at you like, oh no! I came out of the shell! I have to go back inside the shell now. I'm so frightened. And later on, you figured out, actually, no, these are your stories.
Right.
So Amber, why don't you tell about...
See. Tom and I first met at a fire circle in our friend's backyard, which is now being rented by someone else and is, I like their house still though. Anyways, that was off topic. And
what's
now I'm
a
getting
fire
nervous.
Circle?
It's when you light a fire and it was a peace drumming. So we had a fire and we had drums and then we said every country's name like 3 times.
Yep. May peace prevail in Uruguay. May peace prevail on Earth. For 193 countries.
Like, wow. 100, like, in each one you do, may peace prevail in such and so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do that, like, 3 times for each country. And so it was fun. I liked it. And I thought Tom was someone else when I saw him.
What sort of a someone else, Amber?
Another male?
Who was creepy or a stalker?
Oh, yeah. There was, like, this creepy guy at a couple other circles. Like, and he'd stare at me, but he wouldn't talk to me. It was really weird. Like, and it was, like, with my anxiety and stuff, like, I couldn't, like, look at him, really, because I was so... Because he was literally staring at me constantly. Like, during one of the circles, it was a kiritan, so we were doing a singing thing. And I started crying because of something that it brought up. And he was just staring at me. I was, like, trying to hide that I was crying. But I'm like, oh, my God, stop staring
at me. Yeah, that's really rude.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what was up with him. And I haven't seen him since. But since it was, like, the next circle. So, it's like, that happened. And maybe I saw him at one before that. And then the next one, a guy showed up. And there aren't many guys that show up to these circles usually.
I was literally the only guy.
So, he was the only one there. And the other guy was the only guy, really, at the other ones. So, I just assumed they were the same person at first, and was confused why he wasn't staring at me anymore. So, I smiled at him when he first, like, came in and, like, smiled and walked off and sat down, because I had already set a seat elsewhere. But I was, like, wondering why he wasn't smiling, wasn't staring at me, and why he seemed more attractive than before.
Do you have, like, a little bit of face blindness?
Maybe. Well, if I get anxious, I would.
That makes sense.
Because, like, it's a blood, like, it messes, like, it. When I have a panic attack or whatever, like, I didn't realize I had panic attacks until a few years ago. Like, you can't think straight. Like, I've messed up sales tax on things just because I was so... Like, my blood pressure gets too high. Like, you can't...
Right.
I, like, can't physically make decisions and things. It's ridiculous. But, so, yeah. So, it might be an issue like that. And then he, you know, then after all of the chanting and the circling and everything, we talked afterwards, and he actually talked to me. What?
I feel it's important that you say what my first words to you were.
Apparently, his first words to me were that, so I stalked you on Facebook, and you cosplay...
Yes.
Or something like that.
Something like that. So I had an in. Because
there are pictures of me online cosplaying Yoko from Gurren Lagann, which is pretty awesome cosplay, by the way.
It is,
like,
actually.
I went on stage for it, even though, like, I didn't win anything for the costume contest. I still did my little stage walk, and there's a picture on the internet. But anyways, so it looked cool. And then we talked some, and I figured out that he wasn't the creepy person from before.
Even though I admitted immediately to stalking on the internet.
Yeah, but you
didn't do
it
in a creepy way. That was a
confident
thing to say. Yeah, it's true. Somehow I said I stalked you in a way that didn't creep you out.
Yes, yes.
And then you're sort of buzzing around me.
Yeah, we buzzed around. We talked a little bit. And I definitely tried to follow you. When we were putting stuff away, I tried to follow you into the barn rather than put my thing away where it was supposed to be put anyway, which was inside the house. Yeah.
So, I could tell you were kind of into me.
Mm.
And then I friended you on Facebook, and then
we
talked to you on
Facebook. We talked on Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently, I made him stay up way too late a lot, possibly.
That
a few
happens.
Times.
That happens.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell you're actually interested in something.
Oh, with me... Like, it's just when I happen to be awake, anyways. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went on our first date in New Paltz.
That's true.
Which I had never been to and was terrified of. And then I was terrified forever.
Yeah.
Then we got married!
There might have been some stuff in between.
Yeah, just an ocean of terror and then your wedding day.
That's pretty accurate,
that's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
But yeah, like, I do, like, we didn't, Tom and I, yeah, like, we didn't really hang out as much. Like, there was definitely, like, a slowing of the frequency of hanging out, and then you just kind of, Amber, just kind of showed up, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, we were hanging out a bit more.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, we first met because we meant to go out for Indian food, but the Indian food was full of people. So I'm going to say we went to the Japanese restaurant also in that strip?
I don't know. I don't really recall that.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
in
that's...
Fishkill area.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I remember the first time I saw Daniels in the Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's a funny thing. I don't actually remember, like, where I was. All I remember is that, yeah, you weren't cosplaying necessarily, but you were definitely, like, in...
Gothic Lolita.
Yes.
Was I?
Yes.
I'm sure you were.
Yes.
You were very fluffy back then.
Not that often. Yeah, you don't... I was still mostly at Stop, but maybe.
No, you were definitely dressed up, like, cool. The first couple of times, I think, that we happened to hang out.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, argh, I'm an anarchist farming person.
Yeah, you definitely transitioned. Now that I think about it, you're like a different person now.
Yeah, yeah.
In some ways, I'm the same.
Well, definitely the same, or I mean, you know, definitely the same person, but yeah, like, it's, you know, you molted.
I molted.
You did.
I like that. I liquefied and became a butterfly.
That's true.
Mm. Mm.
So can we say the original Amber is dead?
No, she liquefied.
She liquefied. Yeah. She was destroyed, and now you're new no. Amber.
They're
but you
elements.
Have the same memories.
That's
and
true.
That's what's
and
amazing.
And the same DNA.
Yes.
True.
I get...
Yes, their DNA does not change.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's
it
really
can
weird.
Degrade, but yeah, so in the new Batman game, like the whole man bat thing couldn't happen. You can't make somebody transform like that by injecting them with DNA. It's way more complicated than that.
Okay.
But
well, anyways, yes. So me and Tom started dating, and it was incredibly difficult for me because of social anxiety.
Hmm.
Because I had never dated anyone who I wasn't friends with beforehand at all.
Right.
But we still moved in together in less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
true.
Then one Valentine's Day, I went shopping at Adams and realized I had social anxiety.
What day?
Valentine's Day!
All right, guys, we're back from Amber Mike dropping the mic.
Mic drop!
That was a mug.
That was a mug.
Also, like, that's just going to sound horrible.
Yeah.
So anyways, on Valentine's Day, I went to go buy... a surprise for Tom.
She does great Valentine's Days.
Yes. Yeah. And that's when I found out I was socially anxious because I could not function. Like, basically, like, you know how sometimes when you're at a grocery store and you don't know where things are, you, like, loop around and everything repeatedly? So part of social anxiety is that you're afraid that people are judging you and staring at you. So I was like, oh god, these people know that I've been wandering all over the grocery store, like I don't know where anything is.
Wait, of course the obvious joke there would be socially anxious or just high.
I know, that, true, except yeah. I wasn't high. And right. Then specifically I was trying to pick out some bacon, and I physically was incapable of choosing a bacon. And then I was slipping out over the fact that other people must be noticing that I'm taking way longer than is necessary to choose a bacon.
You're like, oh, she doesn't even... Oh, dog, check this out.
Know,
she
right?
Can't even choose a bacon.
Yeah, they all got together.
Know,
they all gathered
right?
around
they
and
all
watched
cared.
You.
And then, you know, then after that extremely tiring experience, I Googled and found out about social anxiety. And then I've had it forever.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's
it really
all.
Has been your defining characteristic.
I guess so.
Yeah. So the moral, kids, is to, you know, don't be afraid to get help.
No.
And if someone is really shy, they might not just be shy, they might be anxious.
Yes, yes.
And panic attacks aren't necessarily obvious.
No, no. Like, similar to you, like, I didn't quite figure out what exactly was happening or that was what you would call a panic attack for a very
yeah.
long time. Like... I don't even remember how I made the connection, but it was definitely, you know, the having the adrenaline rush and your heart beats too fast and you're right, you can't really concentrate on anything
no.
other than that. And yeah, like you know, it takes reading for the sixth time the effects of panic attacks or somebody else describing it in just the right way to be like, oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
all
like
right.
I didn't notice because I had my girlfriend in high school. Namely, and she had panic attacks sometimes. And I'm not sure if I ever witnessed them, but I definitely heard about them. And they were definitely, like, the hyperventilating, like, obvious panic attacks.
Right. Well, yeah,
because that's
the
not the kind I had. Like, yeah. So I was like, how would you know if you have a panic attack? And it's like, oh, if you have one, you'll know. It's like, no.
Right.
My panic attacks are usually blood pressure based. So, yeah. Well, you don't notice, necessarily.
Like, it's, if you've ever... It's your fight or flight response, essentially, activating. So it's the adrenaline, you know, anytime you've had what you would call, like, an adrenaline rush, like, it's like that, but it doesn't stop for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just thinking about when it, or just being worried about it happening can make you have one.
It's so annoying. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of a hassle.
So that was a bit off track about my social anxiety.
I think it's applicable.
Yeah. I mean...
No. So had I waited, you never would have made a date with me.
No, I never would have called you or anything. Yep.
Yeah. So two things we learned. One is that creepy guys, when you're stalking your lady, just break it up every now and then. Like, maybe one night, don't stare creepily. it could help. It could help.
Now you
maybe
know.
Try and talk to them.
Yes. Well,
oh, that's too far. That's too far. They don't know how to talk to people.
That's true. Okay. And yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And that is like a sad thing about that. Is like if you're socially anxious, you're probably going to be drawn to other people who are also socially anxious. Mm. And then, you know, if
like
one
me
or,
and Christina.
Yeah. Right. Right. But yeah, like if neither of you ever like crosses the barrier, you're just going to be creepy and staring at each other.
It's true.
Kind of weird. And I don't remember what my second point was. It just sounded better to phrase it that way. It did have something. I don't know. Probably something about, you know.
A final solution for the Jews?
Probably.
Wait,
probably.
A final solution to the problem of the Jews or for the Jews? Like...
No, for the book says to serve man for dinner. I don't know.
To serve 40 men.
Yeah.
Are you serving men dinner?
Dinner is a delicious meal.
Yes.
I don't see what your problem is, Amber.
Well, anyway, okay. So, back to me and Tom.
Yes. Sorry.
Then me and Tom showed up to one of the, like, another fire circle, another circle together.
Like, literally the next one.
Like, maybe, well, the next one he could go to, because there are some women-only circles.
I'm not a vaginal American.
It's so sad, Tom. It's so sad.
You'd still be cool with me.
Yeah.
Your mom might not be.
Yeah. I'd rather if you still had a penis, though.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to Bailey J. Continuing on.
So, so then Riata's like, so, did you two show up here together? I'm like, yes. Was the last circle the first one you met? Yes. And then she basically left us alone in her backyard, possibly hoping we'd bang.
Definitely hoping we would bang.
Yeah.
We did not bang, Riata. I'm sorry.
Well,
that works with or without the comma.
Also, just to be clear, not the pop star,
no,
but
no.
The local like circle leader in Poughkeepsie.
She owns Dreaming Goddess.
She did marry us.
She did officiate our wedding.
Yeah, yes. So actually, she kind of she has a couple like special check boxes from you guys. Like,
yeah,
I don't know where she gets to cash those points in, but you know,
I'm not sure.
We did give her some money for the marrying part.
Oh, well,
not much
yeah.
money.
No, she gave us this kind.
Yeah. But no,
because she is the reason we know one another.
Right. Yep. Gets to. I'm sure that gets you extra bonus points.
But yes, we had several giggly moments at Women's Circle when you weren't there. About you.
Were you the problem? Oh, okay.
What?
I thought you meant together, and I was going to be like, were you the problem couple at the circle? Like,
sort of.
Being gross?
Possibly. We at least remember that one time. When she, like, intentionally separated us or something. Like...
Oh, yes!
Like, okay, there was, like, a Samhain ritual that we had to go in this tent. And, like, she picked random people. And, like, Tom automatically grabbed my hand.
And
like,
you,
to come
no,
with her. And
yes.
Her hand was like, no, you stay. But it had to be done, like, silently. So it was really confusing for me.
Yeah.
And then I was slightly upset about it. But
oh,
it was
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
No! You know.
Yeah.
I felt chastised.
Yes. Assuming that we were a unit.
Yeah, but yeah. That's kind of good too, because those are, you know, separation. I always think.
Well,
is
no,
kind of
I'm fine with that. It was more. Bit. I was like, but I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
My hand was grabbed, and then I was told not to be here.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that I'm off for the summer, and so I go to the library to write, and she does her own thing. I bike a lot.
Yeah, I'm busy. Busy things to do.
So we spend time apart. Of course, Amber also fills whatever space she occupies.
Yeah, yeah.
And like then there's... I just try to, like, clean it back. So there are no living areas. There are just working areas.
Calling them working areas might be generous.
Storage areas?
That might be more accurate.
Yes, it is true.
To be fair, a lot of it's... I want to say they're all transitional areas.
They've been transitioning for... Years.
They're getting that now. They've been transitioning for years.
We're getting there. We are.
That goes there is downstairs. I just have to clear a path so we can actually get the desk from downstairs upstairs.
Wait, so you're transferring a desk that was downstairs to replace the desk that was already upstairs?
Yes. Which is now in her studio.
Painted white.
Okay. Yeah, so there's definitely progress. Things move around.
It's getting there, Daniel. Yeah. I've rented the studio for almost 2 months now, and I still haven't put anything up to be sold.
Yeah, that's an issue, man.
So, Amber, I have to ask, why did you move in with a man who you did not even know for 6 months?
Yeah.
Why not?
See, but that doesn't really gel with the whole being socially anxious. Why did you move in with me?
Well, you had to move anyways, because he had just gotten a new job, which... Interestingly, after we started dating, we both got jobs. Mine was temporary, though, which was in New Paltz, where our first date was, by the way. And he got a new job in
Red Hook. Where we live.
Where he's been working for the past almost 4 years. So he had to move anyways, so I might as well move in with him. And I think you asked me to or something.
Oh, yeah.
I
think the agreement before I went on that job interview was, hey, if I have to move up to Red Hook, you're going to move with me. And you're like, yeah, sure. But I didn't actually think you meant it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was living at home with my mom, too, so. You know.
Yeah.
It's not like I had to break a lease or something to move in with you.
It's true.
Well, just, you know, just understand, you're an abnormality in that case.
Like, we
that,
really
that,
are.
That almost doesn't, that's not really
no,
supposed
yeah.
to work out.
And I think it's only because, like, we have composite sort of personalities.
And we had been spending the weekends together, like, pretty much every weekend.
That's legitimately what I do, though.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I had never done that before. Bitch.
Well, and that's fine. You had different sort of relationships.
But, like, that's true. Like, I spent every weekend with you, but I didn't see you during the week, really.
That's true.
Which I was kind of like, I want to see you more.
Oh, that's cute. So. You did once, I was feeling anxious, and you came and spent the night with me on a weeknight because, so I could go to sleep and go substitute teach the next day.
Yeah.
Which was pretty adorable.
That was cute. Yeah. So I guess it is an abnormality, but I don't
know. Yeah, we're abnormal in that sense. I think
I haven't lived with many
we also
people.
Don't really fight.
No.
But be careful about
Bitch.
That. Yeah. We
do discuss, and we have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, It's like this place could be cleaner. Why don't you clean it? I try, but literally everything is everywhere. And you won't let me move it. No, those things live there right now, Tom.
Stop staring at my mess, everyone.
Well,
stop it.
I mean, no,
I don't think they
called
can
attention
sense it.
To it.
Yeah.
I could describe it in detail. There's a computer case that with its guts hanging out, just
its
like
its guts aren't hanging out. It's
right over there where the desk used to be, and then there's just a monitor next to it and a tiny tripod for some reason.
It's my camera tripod. It's amazing.
I was trying to clean the kitchen today,
yeah.
and I found a bag of like 5 potatoes that had grown into one Uber potato.
And what bothers me more is that we have older potatoes than that somewhere.
But did it try to defend itself? Or like...
I just put it outside. I didn't even want to deal with that. But I honestly, like, if that's the biggest issue we have...
We still have
totally
a spaghetti
fine.
Squash from last year that I kind of want to know what's inside it. Because it looks fine from the outside.
No, no. Did you crack it open outside and videotape it? Because the internet will need to see that. But no, usually when people are like, oh, we only fight over the small things. Like, it's usually they mean, we don't actually talk about what actually bothers us. So we blow up about the small things rather than dealing with the actual issue.
I think we discuss larger things,
too. I think
too.
So, too.
Yeah. You know, so see, the most important thing is communication. And doing it, but you need to communicate to be able to do it well. And
that is true. You
know. I can agree with that.
So
that feels like there's a story there. Is that a story we should share on the podcast?
I don't know. Just being socially anxious and having sex life sucks.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you never fell asleep.
In my entire life.
You didn't make anyone like an accidental rapist, right?
Not an accidental rapist.
No. Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
I didn't make anyone a rapist. Podcast. Probably.
Society made them a rapist.
That's true. You could say that.
What did you think of Daniel?
I like Daniel.
Yes. But like initially, were you like, yes, this is a good sort?
Yeah, seemed fine to me.
Okay. Because you both are sort of.
Has lots of hair.
Yes. I agree with that. You are both
That is the defining feature.
I think like you guys, like we were all just hanging out here and like playing on our individual devices, and I've not probably spoken for 20 minutes, and you're like, so is this what you do all the time? It's like, oh yeah, this is what we do.
Which I think is one of the good things about like roommates or living with anyone. Like definitely in college I've lived with other people, and my favorite roommate was Laurel. Any of my other roommates, I apologize, but Laurel's my favorite roommate. And, you know, we just get, you know, we hang out or we don't hang out, and it's always just fine.
Yeah.
She often fell asleep on the couch and wouldn't wake up to her alarm, though. Which now I feel bad about, because I'd wake up to her alarm and just let it happen.
Yeah. But, I mean, on some level, you eventually have to let people take the fall for their problems. But, true. No. That was, shoot, I'm trying to remember what I was listening to today that was actually discussing this very subject about how, like, generally in a relationship, the thing you want to look for is not that, you know, the relationship is, oh, what's the thing we're doing, but the in-between times and, like the downtime, so that it's not all dependent on, you know, something happening that weekend or, because then it's not, you know, the relationship isn't actually about the connection between you as so much as that you're doing the same thing at the same time, and you know, that burns out really fast. It's not a good basis for things. Not like me and my cat, though, because see, we can just hang out in the same room together and not say a word. It's fine.
With cats, it might be more interesting when they do say words back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You have to kill the president. No cat. Meow, kill the president.
Well,
me and my cat would say hi back and forth. Like, whenever I saw him, I'd say hi and he'd meow back.
Yeah.
It's good.
I hear that cats don't, like, meow to other cats, really.
Not very often. Yeah.
So, meow probably means, like, get me food, slave.
Pretty much. Or just, like, hey.
Or it might be, like, territory marking, too. I don't know. Yeah, well, because a lot of times, like, they'll brush against your legs, which is territory marking, and meow at the same time.
Yeah. But, yeah, like...
But that's usually when they want food.
Yeah, mostly, like, if they're vocalizing at each other, it's hisses and whatnot. It's not... Most of their communication is...
Fighting and physical stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's their version of yelling at a deaf person.
Do you speak English? If I say it slower, will you speak English?
Meow. Meow.
Then you meow
it's
back.
It's a really slow hiss.
Yeah.
Edith, I've got the accent wrong. Is it huss or?
I did get my cat to hiss at me the other day, though.
Because
I hissed at her, I think.
So you scared your poor innocent kitty.
But she wouldn't leave my lap.
Yeah. Well, no, because like there's warmth to absorb there.
That's true.
So, how did this podcast come about?
That's a good question.
Because it wasn't my idea.
Yeah,
wasn't
my idea. Certainly not that, you know, somebody was just like, I guess we'll talk into the microphone.
Yeah, no one did that.
Come over and...
I guess you could say it was a collaborative effort. Because I'm the one who bought the microphone.
Yeah, so I could, like, record readings and stuff. And then Daniel's like, you know, every Thursday I should come over and we should do a podcast. And I'm like, okay, that sounds like a good plan.
And yeah. Daniel did recommend this... microphone, though, because of podcasts.
Oh, it's true. My expertise being that I listen to a lot of them, and the ones I listen to happen to be ones that talk a lot about, you know, meta issues of how doing it and conversations meta. And all that.
Anything else we have to say? Origins?
Like, it's possible that if the universe did come from a singularity, that, like singularity state could never really be undone, so it would always still be there, and it's just that all the, like myriad universes that would spawn from it would never actually be able to touch it, sort of like a horizon line, like on a black hole. Like, you can get close to it, but you can never actually, like, reach it. So, you know, like the origin of everything, it's still out there, man. And like just the infinite possibilities are overlapping, and there's no way to tell which one you're in. And, like, string physics can describe all of them, which is why it doesn't work very well as, like, a physics model. And
So what I'm getting from that is that the prince has to sneak up on the prophet and kill him with the anointed blade if he's to get the boon. Because if the prophet has the chance to put up a psychic shield, you won't be able to get the boon from him.
Clearly. Because the center and the circumference are one, you see. It's just a matter of perspective.
Also, the dark avatar wants to bang the Omega, which is also his daughter. So what else, sirs?
I don't like people. I've had several girlfriends and my mother who said, like, I either like somebody immediately or I never like them at all.
Yeah, well, I think that's, like, generally, you know, that's something I kind of have to, like, I know immediately if it's possible to be friends with somebody or not.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that that gets, you know, twisted around. That expectation is shifted. It does happen rarely, but usually it's kind of a thing. Like, even with you, because, like, yeah. Again, I'm pretty certain that the first, I'm pretty sure that I still think you met Hannah before me. I think.
Well, I met her online, but I didn't meet her in person.
No, but,
we met her.
We definitely
her
hung out, like, all three of us at various points.
Huh.
Because, like,
yeah, I remember meeting her for the first time in a diner near Vassar, and I'm like, hey, I know you from the internet.
Yeah.
Wait, you're his roommate?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
then I'm like, why didn't you ever contact me? And she's like, I didn't really want to. Or something, like, I just wasn't feeling like it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, and that's the weird thing, is, like, what I was going to say is, like, it's... So because of that, I think there was, like, initially a sort of antagonistic thing, or I think that's where the antagonistic thing from my head came from, because it was like, I don't know.
Who's this man who's talking to Hannah?
Well, a little bit, but even though at that time I don't think I was, like, I think we'd already broken up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
But you still have that reaction, possibly.
Yeah, yeah, and also just the basic sort of, like, defensiveness against, you know, like again, men, other men are kind of, you know, the reptile brain. But at the same time, like, there was, I don't know, there was something. Because, like, otherwise, like, I wouldn't have given it a chance.
Yeah.
Even grudgingly, like I did. It's, so, I don't know. There is sort of a, like, you definitely didn't register in the way of, like, you know, it would usually just be like IFF, yes or no. And it didn't quite go no.
IFF, error, know. Error.
little bit. So
yeah.
I agree with that. A lot of times I have friends that, you know, see that we're off of that.
I guess my question for you, Amber, is, did I force you into this relationship by persistence?
Yes.
Because that's
remember,
how I feel.
Do you remember the clicking and the lights?
The clicking, yeah.
There are four lights.
Five lights?
Yeah.
One plus one is three.
Did you even...
five? Two plus two is five? It's a 1984 reference.
Yeah, well,
is this just what they taught you at your private school, in elementary school?
Yeah, it's
just... What?
I'm implying that your hippy-dippy private school didn't teach you math.
No.
Or
they did yell at me for math reasons.
They did.
I asked what happens when you subtract a larger number from a smaller number, and they told me it was impossible.
What? What?
In kindergarten.
What?
Yep.
Whereas I firmly believe kindergarten, you would be like, negative numbers? That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I mean...
Or at least be like, we'll talk about this later, maybe after class. But that's impossible.
To be fair, I've known some elementary school teachers, and they might not have known.
That's true.
Like, that, maybe that's one of the limitations for, like, what grade level
But then at least be like, I'll look it up for you.
Yeah. Well, but that's...
We did have... I guess... Did we have internet then?
Yes.
We almost had internet if we didn't have internet yet.
I think you did.
It is pretty crazy, though, like, how rapidly that developed. Because, like, I remember before the internet, as I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the crappy computer I had in my kindergarten. Yeah. Probably, if you asked a 2 plus 2, it might give you the answer 5. It was really bad.
Yeah.
We got to touch it, like, once a week.
Now, what's interesting is that, like when you get into, I don't know, I think the more abstract questions of math are about, like, you know, why what is actually occurring when you subtract a number from another number, and is there a good explanation for, like how what is division in the real world, or what's the actual physical analog of multiplication, and is it possible even, where can one be anything other than, like, an absolute relative value, because, you know, there's always possible to subdivide that.
The answer is multiplication muffins.
I've been through.
Have you read the? It's the Phantom Tollbooth.
Ah,
you eat to get. There's like one world that you eat to get hungry, and like there are muffins that if you eat one, they multiply or something. So
it's like when Lex Luthor steals 40 cakes. That's 4 tens, and that's terrible.
Exactly. But yeah, I haven't read it or heard of it for a long time, but I remember it being a pretty good book. And there was something about a lack of sound and then someone screaming or something.
It just makes me think of like endlessly multiplying muffins in your stomach, which means you die.
Yeah. You know, well, that's why you eat things to get hungry.
But then you constantly, if the muffins are multiplying, you could never stop eating.
Well, don't eat the multiplication muffins then, Daniel. No.
Also,
the subtraction bisquick.
What if now is it like a what if you put the subtraction bisquick in the muffins that multiply? Is it like when you put a portable hole inside a bag of holding?
Portable hole
in a bag of holding.
Yes, it creates a massive explosion. It's also the reason engineers aren't allowed to play D&D, because they immediately figured out that you could just like weaponize it by creating a warhead. That has both.
Where do you get a portable hole? Like, there's portable holes in D&D?
Yeah, it's a...
Is it like Looney Tunes?
Actually, exactly like Looney Tunes. Like, you fold it up, and when you open it, it creates a pit of a certain depth, and you can put stuff in it, and then you can pick it back up.
Huh.
But can you fish things out of the pit?
Yes. Well, yeah, so you put like, the pit down there, and you can, like, pull stuff out of it.
So it's like a bag of holding, except it's also a hole. Except it's a hole in the ground. Yes. Okay.
But also you can't put a bag of holding inside of a bag of holding or they explode. Or a portable hole inside of a portable hole or they explode. Mm-hmm. Which is just a way to keep players from having infinite storage space.
Yeah.
So this would be like asking Siri, what's 0 divided by 0? And then she insults you.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I saw the headline for it.
It's pretty funny.
It basically is like saying you have 0 cookies to divide amongst your 0 friends.
Mm.
It makes no sense.
And it makes Cookie Monster sad. No, yes. Cookie Monster sad because he has no cookies. And you are sad because you have no friends.
Yes.
It's true.
So okay.
But we have friends, and that's what this podcast was about.
It's about friends? Us being friends.
So it's not actually the origin story necessarily as much as friendships.
It was like a framing mechanism to bring us to this point.
Because really, like who are we to think that people would care about our origin story?
It's true. We'll just reboot this in like 3 years, and we'll all be different white guys. Yes. But we'll get the origin story again.
Yes.
Wait, so does that mean we're gay now?
Well, that depends on how edgy we are in three years.
But the two of us that are gay have to also be dude bros.
Yeah.
Because that's normalized now, and then that way it won't be a threat to, like, actual dude bros.
Or is it the one that's playing me that is now a white guy just transitioned?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have a penis future me.
Well, I don't know. Who's going to be cast as you in 3 years when we reboot this?
Me? With a penis?
Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck. He'll be Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, he'll be old, though. I don't know.
I know, but he's going to be Batman, so maybe... We'll just do some, like...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he is.
Huh.
Reboot!
Aww.
Let's reboot Spider-Man, too. Anyway.
Okay.
Not Spider-Man 2, which was the best of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. But
Rebooting Spider-Man.
Yeah, holy shit.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Let it die. Nobody cares anymore.
At least if you're going to reboot it, make it a cartoon again.
Okay. But it'd probably be terrible now.
Okay. Are we up to final thoughts?
Final thoughts, Amber.
I had one about social anxiety, and I've forgotten it.
You're a bad person.
There was a final thought here, but now it's gone. Everyone noticed
that you forgot it, Amber.
If you have social anxiety, you should talk to your doctor.
Yes. If...
And Google is your friend. Even when doctors sometimes yell at you to stop Googling your symptoms, don't. Keep Googling your symptoms. Unless you have the condition where you think you're sick with everything.
Right. So unless you're a hypochondriac, which is almost everybody likely to Google their own symptoms, you know, Google your symptoms. But understand that you're probably going to see, like, the worst cases of each thing.
Yes.
WebMD says I had a hysterectomy.
Wait, it says you've already had a hysterectomy?
Yeah, I don't remember it happening.
Oh.
Because I had ovarian cysts.
That sneaks up on you.
It does.
Like, you just don't even notice one day, and then they're there.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't think you had a hysterectomy, Tom.
No, WebMD, I googled my symptoms, it said I had a hysterectomy. Daniel, final thoughts.
Shit is whack, yo.
Word.
For reals. Also, if you can bisect a line with circles, then you know, the sky's the limit. Try it.
Yeah.
If you can bisect a line with circles?
Yes.
Yes. Don't get him talking.
No, okay, so you, like, cut a line in half. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's the most simple.
Yeah. I know how to do that. It's easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you seen his art? That's all about that. Okay, my final...
I know how to use a compass, Tom. I was taught how to do that in math in my hippie school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you didn't see beyond what you had in your hands. You weren't able to recognize it, man.
And that's just like friendship. You don't recognize it when it's right there in your hands. And that's my final thought. Say goodbye, Amber.
Goodbye, Amber!